So it sounds like Annie might be doing some babysitting for Salt. First, she's babysitting Kennedy's dog. Now she's babysitting Salt's baby girl.
Well, I don't really like to put a lot of effort into things. So I literally just look to the person that sits next to me.
Well, to Annie's defense, she's done daycare since she could work.
No.
This was the first job she's ever had. I mean, you know, she's always babysat.
This is actually more about making my wife comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And,
sure.
You know, this is our first, like, date night since CP. Like, we have a nanny that comes in part-time during the week, you
right.
know, and she's there. And that's fine, and we love her. She's wonderful.
Right.
But this is like a different situation. This is like we're going out to, uh-huh. you know, have fun and just kind of a night away.
So that'll be your first time away from the
Yeah,
baby.
This is the first time away. And, you know, I really want to make sure that we pick the right person. And there's very few people that my wife trusts. She loves Annie to death. So she's like, when I brought Annie up, she was like, okay, that sounds good. She was like,
as long as you vet her first.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a background check.
And
I feel like Annie's watched more babies than anyone in this room.
Well, I did a lot too when I was growing up. I worked in it. I have three younger brothers, a younger sister, and then I worked in a daycare as a kid in high school and worked as a camp counselor. So I get it. I'm the same way.
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask you to babysit.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got enough of my own things going on.
Exactly.
Thank you, though.
It happened that I ran into the two girls that Annie babysits this weekend. They came out to drop off toys at the mall.
Yes.
So I was talking to Aurora and Skylar, and let me tell you, they had some information on Annie. What is your name, young lady?
Skylar.
How old are you?
5.
And what is your name?
Aurora.
Aurora, and how old are you?
7.
You guys have Annie Dow as a babysitter, correct?
Yes.
Do you like her as a babysitter?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's really nice.
Does she let you stay up late?
Yeah.
Does she let you eat whatever you want?
Yeah.
These don't seem like good things for a babysitter to do.
Not exactly whatever we want to eat. Like, not like ice cream or other desserts. Basically, just like food.
Okay, but she's very nice, yeah. is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there anything that you want to change about Annie Dow as your babysitter? Is she ever mean to you or anything?
Well, when we're forced to go to bed, we don't really like it.
Okay. What do you think about Annie Dow?
Annie Dow's not mean.
Does she let you do whatever you want?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she would be a good babysitter for my baby CP?
Yes. Who is that again?
She goes, who is that again? She said yes. She said, who's that again?
So I'm like, did it sound like to me Annie forced her to say Annie's not mean? Listen to the way she says it.
Annie does not mean.
Yeah.
Annie wasn't there.
I was not there.
Really?
I was not.
Annie wasn't even
the witnesses.
Near that doesn't even make sense.
I don't know. I think that she's put a spell on them. I wasn't
Annie
quite sure.
Annie has raised them since they were babies.
Well, exactly. And Aurora got a little bit more into that because at this point I have to discount the 5-year-old because she's clearly biased. So I went to the 7-year-old to ask her, like, do you think for a baby Annie would be good?
Yeah, she took care of me and my sister when we were like really little,
mm-hmm.
and she took good care of us.
Yeah. Is she clumsy? Does she drop things? Because I don't want her to drop my baby.
No.
How much do you think I should pay her?
Maybe like $5 or something like that.
Perfect.
Like $5, you think?
Yeah.
For the whole night?
Yeah.
I think that's a good rate, yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do. All right, thank you, Aurora.
You're welcome.
Looks like you got the rate set. $5,
yeah, I'm sorry.
That works for me.
Your existing clientele have How much set you think the I rate. Pay her?
Maybe like $5 or something like that.
It's all I'm worth.
Annie does not mean...
And worth $5.
Annie is a hot commodity. I mean, you're not the only person vying for her babysitting hours. We had another gal come to one of the toy drives, our friend Jennifer, and she's interested in putting you in rotation.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I feel like we're helping you get a little side hustle here.
I'm here to help the people, Kennedy.
Totally,
that's what I'm about.
You're great with the babies.
All right,
I love them.
I have one more piece of audio here from Annie. What is this?
So I was asking Rory, you know, what I should do with the baby. How am I supposed to take care of her?
What do you think I have to do when I babysit the baby?
You have to, like, give her stuff that she wants, but not, like, toys to eat.
Yeah, no toys to eat, but, like, what should I do with her?
You should feed her and give her a bottle and play with her.
But I can't play games with her. Like, I can't play Tickle Monster with her. She can't walk yet.
I didn't mean, like, Tickle Monster. I meant, like, play peekaboo games, like, peekaboo.
Okay, like peekaboo, what else?
Maybe you can give her a rattle.
A rattle?
Yep.
What else?
Toys.
I have to change her diaper?
Yeah. You have to burp her.
You know, she was just getting down to the necessities.
You know what? I've changed my mind. I don't want Annie Dow. I want Aurora. Because Aurora seems to know what's going on. And
Annie
you
does not mean...
You don't seem to have a clue. Aurora was the one that was giving you all the suggestions.
Thank God. She told me I got to feed her, burp her, change her diaper.
You would have just been playing Tickle Monster with my daughter.
There was a couple of times when I was a teenager where two of us would babysit for the kids. And maybe that's what you need to do is pay them both to help out.
Well,
she's me and the seven-year-old.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's getting the lion's share of the $5.
60-40 split.
Yeah, she's getting way more than you are, Annie Dow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.